to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since I did an interview. I think it's actually October was the last time that I actually did an interview. So, here we are. So happy new year to everybody. I had to bring my girl Maya World on. How are ya?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. I wanted to have some like girl power for the beginning of this pod. I was like, yes. So
girl power.
I love it. So guys, if you're new here to the Under the Ropes series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Maya, please feel free, drop them into the chat. I'm sure she'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
I am.
So I feel like, you know, I always like start off like, we want to learn a little bit about you, but I think I have to talk about how you and me kind of started interacting on social media. And I was like, this is such a fucked up way to like to meet. I was like, so shout out to Jay Walker, because he was the one that tagged me in a post with Bridges, because obviously I am the Bridge Queen, right? As everybody says. So it's funny because somebody tagged me in one of your posts. And again, like, this is why we do these interviews and stuff like that, so we can learn about you. And I wasn't really familiar with you until I got tagged into the post. I felt bad because I was like, it's a good bridge, but there's no toes.
No, and I understand, because now ever since then, I'm like, oh, I have to add the toes. Like, I have to be toes. And I don't even know why. That's probably like my first or second time doing it in a match. So like, I wasn't like familiar with the toes.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I've done toes on the bridge.
It's so funny how, like, and I felt bad after. I'm like, oh man, that was such like an asshole thing to like say.
No. It really wasn't.
It's just funny.
It was a reality check I needed.
It's such a beautiful thing. Everybody knows, like, that's just one of my things on this pod. You know, that I love the German suplex with a beautiful like toe bridge. It just looks cleaner, right? So it like does. I mean, you're a wrestler, so like, you know, compared to like a flat bridge up against like a toe, it's like the arch that just makes it look so much prettier.
I know exactly what you mean. That's why ever since then I've been like, yeah, I need to do the toes. I got right back in the lab after that tweet, and I just started doing the toes.
I'm dead. So thank you for that. So, but yeah, so that's how me and her started interacting or whatever.
Yeah.
I see Bobby in the chat. What's going on, Bobby? Guys, share the stream. Get some people in here. You know, like, I know it's a little early for a podcast for me, but you know, we'll get some peeps in here. And if you're listening to this later, I appreciate it. So let's talk a little bit about you, because again, like I told you before I started podcasting that. I had told a couple of friends, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have Maya on. And then they were like, who? Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your background of, you know, where you started, you know, how you got into professional wrestling for the people who aren't aware of you.
Yeah. So I started in Dallas, Texas under Lugatti, and he's from DFW All Pro Wrestling Academy, which he also owns VIP Wrestling, which people might be a little bit more familiar with, because like they had like all the big wrestlers on, like people who are on the indies that are like in the big companies now, like Gargano and like Cody Rhodes. They even had Zack Sabre on there at one point. So people know VIP, but they don't know that he runs like a wrestling school, which is where I started. I started training October 2021, and his school is in Fort Worth. So yeah, ever since then, I mean, I had my first match in August 2022, and I've just been trying to get myself out there ever since then.
Yeah. So, oh, I see. Oh boy, good cop, bad cops in chat. I'm gonna get to your question in a minute or whatever. But let me break this before I go into your question or whatever. So, for a fan that's never seen you wrestled before, what would be the go-to match that you would recommend them to watch to become an instant fan of yours?
Oh, definitely. So I had a triple threat match at Inspire in Austin, Texas, and it was me versus Vert Vixen versus Lady Bird Monroe. And I feel like that match really, like, it kind of is the match I tell everyone to go watch first. It's actually on my YouTube, but it's like 10 minutes, and the crowd was crazy. It was a banger. And I don't even say that a lot for my matches because, like, you know, it's kind of cringe. But it really was. Like, it was a really good match, and that's the one I'd get people to watch.
Yeah, I was, like, asking you guys, like, what do you recommend? You know, because it's, like, everybody's always got their taste, and you guys are the hardest on yourselves or whatever. Oh. So I always kind of like to bring that up so you guys could, like, hey, like, look, this is the match that you should be watching, you know, to check
I forgot also that I'd probably say my Ring of Honor match, too. I mean, like, it's against Athena, so obviously that's the one I would say probably recent.
Okay. Zach's in the chat. He said Vert Vixen is hella good. Definitely gonna check it out. So he's excited.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go with Good Cop, Bad Cop. He says, "Hi Tiff, hi Maya. Wanted to make sure I got an anagram question for the next season. We'll catch up." Oh, okay. So I thought he had a question to chat. Okay. Maybe he'll come back. Apologize. So awesome. So all right, let's go on to some more of these other questions. So, so recently, I know, like, you know, you got a chance. You were on, like, Ring of Honor, which I was excited. So I was like, yay! I was like, this is exciting, you know, with Athena. So tell us a little bit about how, like, this experience was for you.
Oh, it was amazing. I got to meet so many people that I'm like, I was trying not to be a mark backstage, but I seen them and I was like, ah. And everybody was so nice. In the women's division, they were really nice also. Being able to wrestle Athena, which, you know, she's one of my trainers. I train with her every week now. So that was just a dope experience. It's kind of like a teacher-student match. So, I mean, it was kind of surreal to me. I remember walking out still, and I remember, like, I don't know, I just have this feeling of, like, not that I made it, but I'm like, damn, like, I'm really on the right track, or I'm on the right path that I should be, because I'm, like, only 1 year in. So, but it was just an experience that I wasn't expecting me to get so early, so fast. So I was just grateful that it happened. And then Tony Khan invited me back, like, the next week to Professor Almanada. So that was just dope.
How is that, like, of a difference of, like, you know, like, working at, like, a small indie promotion, right? Like, maybe 100 fans or something, and then you, like, you have, like, a bigger platform. Like, is it a little more nerve-wracking for you?
It was definitely way more nerve-wracking. So it was in the back, I was, like, pacing, like, oh my God, I was trying to get myself ready. But then, so since it was in Dallas, which is where I'm from, a lot of people knew me in the audience, and then my school, people from my school were there. So, like, I went out, and then people were meeting, like, Maya, Maya, and they were screaming my name. And then, everybody was so, like, nice, and since I was from Dallas, so they were very welcoming, and it just, like, as soon as I heard them just chanting my name, everything just went away, and aww. I was, like,
you know? Yeah. Oh, my dog's like going off the wall in the background. I'm sure people can hear. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Oh man, that's exciting. I always, like, figure it was like, oh, you know, you go into this, like, bigger platform, it's gotta be you know, make you a little nuts. So, but that's awesome, and I have the fans there for you, and, like, even, like, watching on TV, and, like, Zach in the chat was like, I was like, oh, she was just on Ring of Honor. He's like, really? He's like, okay. He's like, I didn't check this out. He was like, so that's pretty awesome. Let's see what in the chat. Bobby's in the chat. He goes, I like my world against Queen Amita and Athena on Ring of Honor.
Thank you.
Zach says, who do you have your eye on as a goal match out of the Ring of Honor women's locker room down the line?
Definitely Billy Starks. She's younger than me. I'm 21, she's younger than me. She's out there doing her things since she was like 17, so she's definitely someone I want to face.
Oh man, I'm here for that. I mean, like, Billy's been on this podcast a couple of times. It's so crazy. It was like, she was on, I think she was just turned like 16, and to, like, see where she's at. So I would definitely love, I feel like that could be on, like, Ring of Honor one of these days.
Hopefully. One of these days, hopefully.
We're putting it out there. Billy, it's going to happen.
manifesting.
We're manifesting everything. So definitely here for that. Let's see. Who else is in here? Zach said, hometown TV crowds at AEW shows are always so much fun when we see our heroes talking on the big names. Yeah. Zach says, yes, give me that match. Absolutely. We definitely want that here. All right. Let's see. What else we got here? All right. Another match that I figured, you know, we got to talk about because I kind of was here for like the promos and everything too. I'm a big promo person. So I feel like sometimes it's like a lost art with a lot of people, you know, and I just like that just gets me hyped. And you and as Izzy Mania, as everybody like knows her as, like that was going on for a little bit with like the little, you know, promos and the clips and everything going on that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that build up for your match at MPW. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so she actually had me get out of character a little bit. You know, she's been a little disrespectful, and I just didn't know why. Like, I told her I was always someone who, like, was rooting for her. For her first match, I was there, and I was, like, I was hyping her up. I was like, got this, giving her a little bit of advice, because I'm new, too. But I was giving her the advice I had when I had my first match, you know? And then we get online, and she's being a little, like, a little brat. And I was like, girl, like, you know? But yeah, I mean, that was a cute little back and forth. Everybody overlooked me. I'm the one who's undefeated, so I'm like, why are y'all overlooking me? You know, because they're all fans of her. You know, they watched her since she was younger. I get it. But I'm like, okay, well, I just have to show them. You know, there's no other way to put it. I just have to show them who I am and what I can do. So that's exactly what happened.
Definitely. So definitely check that out. Again, like I said, that was just something that like I kept seeing and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at all the little shit talking, little clip packages going on here. I'm here for this. So, you know, maybe down the line again, we'll have like another rematch, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So let's elaborate a little bit about promos, because I feel like, again, like I said, you know, I just love talking about like promos, and, you know, there's so many great people out there with promos. It's such a lost art. Maybe, you know, we have a lot of wrestlers that kind of like tune in like into training, you know, maybe they haven't made their debut yet. Maybe any advice you can kind of give them for doing a good promo?
Actually, we were just talking about this yesterday with Athena. Just have your points you want to make, and just make that point. You know, don't like try to go veer too far off or yeah, kind of like that. But promos are always fun. I mean, I was always nervous at first to do them, but like when you really like feel it and it's real and it's like real emotion coming out, those are like the best promos.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that's nice.
I like those ones. I've seen that with a bunch of wrestlers. I'm like, damn, that was real. I felt
that.
Yeah,
you can feel it sometimes when I'm
yeah.
Feeling my soul.
Do more promos, people. I'm here for it. So let's see. Zach says, nothing better than a good promo. Who's an inspiration for you as a talker in the business? Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I'm going to go women because I watch mostly women. That's who I love. Because, you know, I'm a woman. But anyway, let me think. I think really Britt Baker. She's awesome on the mic. She's probably one of my favorite.
Definitely. Really, really good. A lot of great women out there. Bobby said, would you like to have a match against Mariah May and Guliya?
Oh, yes. Mariah May, she actually, you know, she started, I wouldn't say with me, but we started like kind of the same. We were both like fans on Twitter. We both had like stan accounts. Oh, my God, that's not good to say. But so it's awesome to see her success. I mean, I've met her a few times also, so I definitely want to have a match with her. And Julia, of course, yes. Yeah. I love Stardom, so.
Definitely. Stardom's such, like, a hotbed, you know? It's so crazy. I know that's, like, on everybody's list, right? Like.
Yes, for sure.
Like.
I definitely, that's literally my goal. Like, I really wanted to go start the Japan Academy in L.A., or sorry, in California. I don't think it's in L.A. One of my goals.
Oh, man. That's so cool. Like. Just like watching a lot of people that even through the years that I've been following and like get opportunities over there. And but even to go to Japan.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the biggest goal of mine.
Oh, man. So I'm here for that. If you go, please take a lot of photos and do like little vlogs and stuff, because I'm here for
that. Definitely. Definitely.
I'm here for like the food
vlogs. You're
going to
be sick of me. I'm going
to no. Never. I like the little like videos, and I enjoy like watching everybody like succeed and get out there and, you know,
for
do
sure.
all that. Zach says, oh my god, now it's gonna be Mariah May and Toni Storm versus Maya's World and Athena. I'm here for it. Let's go. All right, so this was another one because I sent this actually to Zach the other day, you know, since he's in the chat. So I definitely want to talk about Euan Holliday because I've been talking about her lately. I was like, I'm like, where has she been? You know, I didn't realize that like she's kind of like mostly in Texas because somebody had commented. I'm like, I haven't seen her. Like she used to be here like all the time, you know, on the East Coast pretty much. So I've seen her at so many promotions here, like even like Beyond and places like that. So I was like, where'd she go? And you know, so I sent that match to Zach because when he had asked, you know, a little bit about you, I was like, watch this match. I was like, so if anybody who hasn't seen it, it's on YouTube, so definitely go check that out. So and then you won the belt off of her, so like, you know, talk to us a little bit about Holliday working her.
She is everything that you would imagine. She is hard hitting, she is a powerhouse. So that was like my first, I graduated my school, which was March of last year, 2023, like 7 months in, and I graduated my school, and that was my graduation night, and it happened to be like my first ever championship match, which was dope, and yeah, I won. She was a challenge, and I mean, I feel really accomplished, more so that I even got through her more than me winning the championship, because she's like, you know, she's Holliday. She's exactly what she looks. She's strong. She's powerful. But yeah, that was so fun. That was such a great match. And I'd recommend people to watch that match, but it's like 27 minutes. So I mean, if you want to watch it, you can, but it's really long. But I mean, that was a really good match.
Yeah, no, it was good. That's why I was like, oh, here we go. I said, this is a match. I said that, you know, I try to do that too with like people that maybe not be familiar with you. I try to kind of match like somebody that they're familiar with, that like, you know, introducing somebody new, because I feel like then it gets like over even more. So that's why I was like, oh, this is the match. I was like, you know, and you want something like really, really good. So, but even like you said, like, you know, only like a few months in, and then you're getting a championship match and then you win the belt. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, it was not expected. I was really, like, the emotion you see after I win are real. Like, I'm very surprised.
Yeah, definitely. So check that out. All right, so we got a bunch of, like, fan tweets. I had, like, a bunch of ones that were, like, DM'd to me, or they were on Instagram or whatever like that. So this one we got from King to Aries. He said, I see a very bright future for you. And where do you see yourself in 5 years? And what's the ultimate goal that you have set for yourself?
The ultimate goal, obviously, is the very top. Like, I want to get to WWE one day, of course. That's my ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. But in 5 years, I mean, hopefully that's where I am in 5 years. Up until then, like, I just want to travel the world and learn different styles of wrestling and just get myself out there more everywhere.
Definitely. So we hope for that. Okay, another fan tweet. This one's from 4 Star Prince. He goes, what's good? He goes, I have two questions. All right, so we'll start with the first one. He goes, my first question would be, who's someone that Maya would love to face before the calendar year ends?
Ooh. First I wanted to face, actually, the most, she just announced her injury. I wanted to face Kylan King so bad. And I was hoping that would happen because she's been kind of at Mission Pro a lot recently. Mm-hmm. But that would be my number one. But since I can't face her, I would say Nicole Matthews. I've been watching her matches so much on YouTube recently because she's so dope. So that's probably someone I'd want to face.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's see. The second question is... what would be an independent company you would like to check off this year? He goes, I nominate freelance.
Like, I would love to. But, they don't probably know who I am yet. So like, that's the kind of thing I'm working towards. Like, those big indies are a thing like that. I'll know, like, I'm really doing what I need to do when I get there, like freelance and prestige and like beyond, Wrestle Open. Like, those are the places I want to go to, obviously, and I want to be at. But like, I know I have to work to get there, which I'm fine with that. But when I get there, I know I'll be excited. But those are definitely ones. And like West Coast Pro and things like that.
There's so many promotions. It's so
insane. All over. And it's so crazy.
And you're so young. So it's like just the thought of like traveling all over the place to go all this stuff. So it's like, you know, that will happen. Right. And I know a lot of people like, usually a lot of people that pop into the chat, they're always like, when are you coming to Wrestling Open? So I'm beating you for it. Anybody that's going to ask that question before you ask the question, because that's the question.
That's really my goal. I went, my number one goal was, it was North Carolina was one of them, but I really want to wrestle in Boston or like in Massachusetts area. Like mm-hmm. that's literally a goal of mine. Yeah.
Yes. I'm here for you and Delmi XL at Grind.
She's amazing. She literally is.
Come on, Delvey, rip. Come on. Book it at Grind. She wants to come to Massachusetts. And then what you can kind of do is, like, you could do, like, a weekend trip there, because it's like, you know, you could pop into wrestling. See, I'm, like, booking you, and I'm like, I can't even, like, book it. But I'm giving you the tea here. So it's like you come in, you come in on a Thursday, you work Wrestling Open. Then Friday you come in, and then you're working at Grind, because it's all loop-de-loop. It's only like 15 minutes from each other. So you'll be fine. You know, then maybe we'll get you on to Beyond on a Sunday. And then Chaotic on Saturday, or Rad Pro Wrestling or whatever. We're just, you know, in the, you know, Massachusetts.
We need to get together.
Yes. We got to make this. We got to make this. So Zach says, yes, get over here to New England. Grind Pro.
Yeah, I need to. I'm going to DM them or something. I'm going to figure it out.
Yes.
I'm going to get there.
We got to get her there. Zach, you are usually, you know, at, you know, Beyond and Open. So make sure you get in Drew's ear and be like, hey, book her.
Put the word
like,
in.
Book her, you know, versus Delmi XL. We're going to clip this and we're going to, like, tag it. And that's what we're going to do. We're like, okay, we want this. We want this match. So I always tell the fans, be loud, like, talk about it. Like, we want to see, like, our favorite wrestlers here, you know, at
that's
promotions.
We
so we're going to make that. Zach said, get her on cap while you're at it. Nomi needs some competition. Yes. Have you seen Nomi Gabby Forza?
Yes, I have. I love her gear. She's so dope. I literally love that gear.
So, I mean, we're here for that. You know, some creative pro action, some cap TV. I'm here for it. Book it. You can come my way. Maybe Zach will come down to New York. You know, we can go.
I'm here for all of it.
We're here for all the matches. We're giving you, like, all the chicks over here. What about, like, the, you know, like, the intergender? Like, shout out to Stan Styles, because he does intergender bonanza. I don't know if you're familiar with that. No?
No, I don't think so. I probably am, but honestly, I just have to see it.
Yeah, so it's, you know, intergender matches mostly all.
Yeah.
Which is great, because, you know, Stanzo was looking for more chicks, so to wrestle some of the guys.
Intergender all the time. Like, that, I have another one on my YouTube channel. It's a me and a triple threat with two guys. So, I mean, I love intergender. I would definitely be down for that.
Yeah, there's so many more, like, guys. But it's, you know what, one thing we should talk about, because of the fact that, you know, I'm a lot older than you. So it's like, you know, when I grew up watching wrestling, women were mostly just, like, valets. You weren't having women that were wrestling. Mm-hmm. So to see it from there to, like, where it is now, and having all these women out there, you know, so have this door open for someone like you, you know, and to be such an inspiration to little girls and, you know, women out there to do this, you know, so, like, you know, elaborate a little bit about that.
Yeah, so since I'm new, it still feels like surreal when people tell me, like, oh, you inspire me, like, you make me want to wrestle. And I always tell the story about how, like, my first ever match, I'm like nobody yet. Like, I have one match under my belt, and I'm out of school, and I have people at the school who have, like, little sisters and cousins in the crowd, and they're all little black girls. So I walk out after my first match, and they're like, oh my God, like, they're screaming, like, I would scream at my idols that walked out. And it was so surreal, because I'm like, I'm not expecting them to even know who I am, but just because, like, they see me in the ring, they're, like, so inspired. They treat me like I'm, like, some big celebrity, which was, like, probably the biggest moment for me, and that was so early on. But yeah, people tell me all the time, like, how do I start? Like, you inspire me. I want to be like you. And it's like, you know, just start. Just do it. Just go find a school, because you can be where I am. Like, it took me a year, and I'm not even anywhere yet, but I feel like I said, I'm on my way. So yeah, I mean, inspiring people, like, I was inspired by Sasha Banks, Mercedes. That was my favorite wrestler. So just the fact that people look at me like that, so early on, is crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. It really is wild. And then you see, like, all, you know, like, a lot of people want women wrestling. I mean, you see it on social media all the time, that people are bitching. It's like, oh, we only got, like, one female match and stuff like that. And it's like, we want more. And then you have, like, you know, podcasts out there that just dedicate to, like, women's wrestling. So it's wild, for, you know, the time frame of me starting to watch wrestling to where we're at now, to, like, sit here that we can talk to you guys and, like, you know, here you are being a big inspiration and busting your ass for us. Zach says, I was just about to ask if there was intergender interest. Glad more wrestlers are so open to the concept and willing to just go out there and be full on competitors.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested. I love intergender.
So Stan, make it happen. All right, more fan tweets here. So we got one from Dave. I like this one. How do you think you can make wrestling a more positive space to be in?
Just speaking on the things that are negative in wrestling, like speaking on it, trying to do whatever we can to make it a better space, which I believe it can be, but there's so many like toxic things that are in it right now. I feel like just speaking on and addressing the things would help make it better, if anything. That's the start.
Yeah, definitely. I like that question because I feel like it could roll off kind of like one of my questions that's very important on this podcast for me. So we'll talk about a little bit wrestling with positivity. And if anybody's interested, there's a bunch of videos on this podcast too that I just dedicated, whether it's wrestlers and parents and fans, and they talk about wrestling and positivity. So with that being said, I wanted to roll off his question. Is there anything that you can think of, something that maybe a fan's done for you, maybe something you've done for a fan, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something you've done, anything in particular that, you know, that you could share with us that, you know, we wouldn't know unless, you know, you told us?
I'm sure, like, some good they've done for me
and anything. Yeah, anything positive.
Maddie Rakowski, who actually just got signed to NXT, her new name is Ren Sinclair. She put in a good word for me at a few promotions, like before she left, because she knew she was going. So she put in a few good words for me, got me a few bookings actually, so I'm really thankful for that and thankful for her. Just wrestlers like that who are like put their, I don't know what even to say, but some wrestlers are like too, they don't want to put words in for people. So just that she could even do that and put a good word in for me at all these different promotions was dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, you don't really hear too much about that. And then, you know, sometimes that's how you get into like other promotions and then they're believing in you to kind of like pass, pass the torch pretty much, you know?
For sure.
So I always like to make sure like we pay that forward to, you know, everybody and that. So Dave's other question was, who has inspired you the most? Talked a little bit about Sasha, you know, Mercedes. I mean, I don't know if you want to elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah, so that's actually, like, I feel like she's the reason I'm a wrestler. I mean, she definitely is. She's the one who I stopped watching a little. It was kind of, like, here and there with it. But, like, 2015, I saw her, and I don't think I've stopped watching since. She, like, it was just everything about her as a or in the ring and as, like, a character. She made me want to be a wrestler, and I watched her for so long. And so, yeah, she's definitely my inspiration. Like, I give it all to her.
Awesome. Okay, let's see. Bobby did ask, he goes, who would you like to wrestle in 2024? That was like one of his also tweets. I know he's in the chat also. Anybody else you think of that you want to like put out there for 2024?
I definitely want to wrestle my girl Zeta Steele. I've been seeing her at Wrestle Open a lot, and she's killing out MLW. I love her so much. Her attitude, she reminds me a lot of Sasha, but she's so like funny. I she's hilarious. But I definitely want to wrestle Zayn Steele.
Ooh, let's have this happen at Open. See, we're putting it all out there. Oh god, we're putting questions in the chat. Okay, we're moving on to some funny ones here. Okay, what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
It's cookies and cream.
Ooh. what kind, like what type, like Breyers, is it like Baskin Robbins, like, you know, like she's like, I don't care,
like
she's like, it don't matter.
Honestly, yeah, it really don't matter, like whatever is cookies and cream, I just grab it.
All right, so okay, you're gonna make me answer this question. This just starts everybody up on this podcast. All right, because this became a thing now on this podcast with cereal, and it just like triggers the shit out of everybody. And it's not even my question either, and I got in trouble with like all the people. So okay, so the question is that triggers everybody on this podcast: do you put your cereal in first and then your milk, or do you put your milk in first and then your cereal?
I definitely put cereal in first and then milk, like a normal person. Because I'm a normal person. That's what I.
Did you see that they have now, like, they have like this cup now, and it's like separated. It's kind of like one of those like tumblers, and then like so the piece comes out of the tumbler, and you can put the milk right, and then you have the cereal. So does it stay like soggy, and then you put it in, but then you can drink it and eat it. That it mixes at the same time.
No, Because I don't eat, because my cereal is hard. It's like eating Doritos and the top of your mouth getting like cut up and stuff. I don't need my cereal that hard. What the heck?
Oh God. The next question, chat, do you enjoy crowd allegation? Are you a lover for hate? Oh, you just want to like heckle her. She's like a heel and
I'm a good guy. Pulling through. If you ever see me having a bad, like a bad guy, I'm just having a bad day. I'm just a good guy.
So she's here for it. So you can make some signs and tell her that, you know, she has to do bridges until. Okay. What's the one move that you feel like you're able to execute the best? Ooh.
Literally the Northern Lights. I
Yep.
gotta do this, but that's literally it. That's my go-to.
You know, I get yelled at. They're like, "You have started the movement," because when I first like saw like a German suplex with, you know, the beautiful bridge or whatever like that, nobody was doing it once in a while. Now I've corrupted all independent wrestling. I completely corrupted it, and like wrestlers will call out Tiff, Tiff, bridge, bridge. People fall out for
I love that. I love that for you.
It makes me
I love
so
that for
happy.
you.
So, but you know, somebody actually asked me, they were like, "Is it a foot fetish thing?" I'm like, "No." I was like,
You
"No."
can't even see him.
I'm like, "Bro."
You're
I
covered.
was like, "It's the arch. It's just so pretty." I was like, I'm
Yeah,
here
and I understand.
for it. I see my friend Jimmy in the chat. I know he's gonna like bust my chops now because of the fact that he knows that I've corrupted independent wrestling. So with the
For
bridge,
the better.
that's
For the better.
that's, you know, that's the only way it has to be. James said you made us think more. Yes, seriously. What's a move you want to be able to achieve? Ooh, that's a good question.
I've been working on my 450. I mean, I'm literally like right there. I have videos of me actually doing it, but I'm literally right there. I'm just like, I keep landing on my feet, and then it's like feet, knees land. So it's weird. But I also want to do like I never see women do the shooting star press, so that's
Oh.
another thing I'm trying to do.
Oh, my other heart. Okay,
Yeah,
she
I
just
love
like
it.
she just okay, like I'm obsessed with the bridge, and then the shooting star press is my other
Yeah.
favorite. Well, this is why I'm obsessed with Miracle Generation, so shout out to them, because one does the perfect bridge and one does the shooting star.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But I think the best shooting star in the indies is Dylan McKay. So beautiful, so pretty, so pretty.
Every time I see the shooting star, it looks pretty. So
Yeah.
I think I need to see this.
Yes, I gotta send you the original one that made me become an Insta fan of Dylan McKay, because I always like
Yeah.
send it to me. It's like it's dug into Twitter somewhere, but I will find it in an instant, and I will send it to you because it was on a scaffold. So and then he did it, and I was just like instant love for Dylan McKay, and I was like he's my
Sure.
favorite. I was like for the shooting star press. So, but it's gotta be like a real shooting star press like that. So I'm obsessed. So pretty. So this is why she's like, you know, one of my favorites.
I feel like we have the same like visual likeness for things.
Yeah.
Like the bridge and the shooting star is literally something I love also.
Yeah, so it's so pretty. Zachary says, give a shout out to a non-wrestler in your area who deserves recognition for work they do in your area.
That's a good one. Non-wrestler in my area. Oh, there's a ref. His name is MJ Bell. He's dope. He's everywhere, actually. He's been on MOW. He's been at Reality Wrestling. He probably gets a lot of love already, but he's a dope ref that everybody knows and everybody loves. So definitely MJ Bell.
Ooh, this is how we like find like more people. That's what I like, you know. So we're like passing it, you know. We like to pass it forward here.
Love that.
So, okay. So we have another fan tweet from Dominic. His first one is your favorite book. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, y'all might not like mine because I like love. Like I'm a romance type girly, so I like romance books. Dang, what's that book called? I literally just downloaded a new one that I've been reading on my iBooks. Where is it? But yeah, I'm a romance girly, so let me bring this book up. It's called The Secret Love Deception. No, Spanish Love Deception. It's like a kind of a Spanish book, but
Oh.
Yeah, it's mostly love stories.
Oh,
I'm a girl.
I know
I'm a
Dom
girl.
like that. Dom likes all sorts of books, so he was
Yeah.
definitely like, okay, I need to know favorite book. So he kind of like, you know, gets a bunch of that. So this was another one. This was an interesting question that he wanted me to ask you. He's another one. He's training to wrestle. He goes, emotionally, how do you block out the negativity that gets thrown at you as a wrestler? That's a good question.
That is a good question. Promotionally? What did you say?
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally.
Oh. The people who like are hating mostly be the people who don't wrestle. They don't really know what goes into it. Mm-hmm. And that's like a lot of the time. So, I mean, it's easy to block that out because I've never been one to like listen to that kind of stuff anyways. And they don't know what we go through at all. So mm-hmm. when you get there and it happens, just don't even acknowledge the ones that are like talking to you. Cause like I said, they don't know what you do and they don't know how hard you work and what you put into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just ignore them is not a good answer, but that's what I do.
Yeah, definitely. So I know it's like hard, and you know, again, like we said, like there's always so much like negativity, and it's like, you know, how do you kind of like block that? I was kind of like surprised with that question. I'm like, you know what, that's a good question. I was like, you know, to kind of, you know, so if anybody ever wants to, you know, elaborate on that too, feel free, comment, you know, like yes, you know, again, all this stuff like helps also, again, like I said, other wrestlers that tune in and everything like that. There's a lot of people that are training, you know. Yeah. So all this stuff like, you know, helps out. John had a question too. He wanted to know about like workout routines, because he said that he always wondered like what your guys' workout routine is, you know, like how different that would be from like any normal person that would want to go work out.
I don't even think it's different, but I do a lot of cardio because I mean cardio and like lifting and like weight training, because I mean in a ring you probably gonna be lifting your opponent, you know, you have to like just get that cardio and that good stamina. So I mean I do a lot of cardio, do a lot of core work and things like that. I mean, I feel like it's just a regular workout routine, honestly.
Yeah. Let's see. Bobby says, did you like wrestling against Brittany Brooks at Mission Pro Wrestling?
Yes, I did. I thought we could have a way better match. So we're going to have one again soon. But it was really fun. And like, since we're both like new there, that was both of our debuts. And it was like a clash of styles, which I really loved. And she's really dope. So, I mean, I definitely want to wrestle her again, though.
Awesome. Pre-match rituals.
Pre-match rituals, pray, stretch. I mean, eat like fruit, snacks, drink water. That's my pre-match rituals.
Drink more water. That's the whole thing, right? With the whole Matt Cardona thing with the water and the freaking promotions. Oh, yeah. Now you start seeing all the spoofs going on social media with the little clips like, this place has water and is sponsored by
It's funny because before he said it, like every place I've been to have had water, but now that I see one that's without it, I like joke about it.
It's so like, where's my water?
Yeah, where's my 4-course meal? Actually, forget the water.
You're gonna start seeing like the promotions like do like the rap soon around the water bottles. Now it's like Mission Pro or like, yeah, Wrestle Y'all Open. You know, like, we're here for that. You know, and people are gonna buy it. Oh, yep. God, did you really ask this question? Do you enjoy death matches, whether it be watching or competing? If so, who's someone you would like to have the guts to fight them in? Oh, my God.
A death match?
What are you doing with this poor girl?
I mean, I have watched death matches. I've always been competing like one. Like, one is good for me. You know, I don't need to do like a lot, or I don't need to become a death match wrestler.
Yeah.
But I love Sawyer Wreck, and I would love to face her in a death match.
Ooh, we put it out there. You know, like, maybe in the chains, maybe GCW or something.
Maybe.
Like, you don't know. You don't know. I'm surprised you asked that question. He goes, I'm coming for questions for days, keeping the show runtime high and good time going. Oh, man. What is it? What is this question? What did you want to do before being a wrestler became a thing? Oh, okay.
That's a good one. I played basketball and even up to college for like a year, but that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to play basketball. I wanted to be in WNBA. I'm like 5'4". So, you know, that dream was kind of like, you know? So I transferred to wrestling, which has been great for me. So I'm glad I did that.
Well, that kind of probably helped too, right? Like, with the fact of like being athletic, you know, because like you hear this all the time, even with like trainers and stuff like that have been on this podcast, and they say like you'll succeed more if you were kind of like very, you know, athletic doing something else and then switching over.
Oh, for sure.
You know, to wrestling. But that's pretty cool, because I see you like tweeting about like basketball and like sports and all that
fun
stuff.
I try to keep it minimum, because I tweet about basketball and football and stuff too much. But yeah, I was a basketball player. I'm just a big sports fan.
You could like come out like, you know, a little bit like maybe like on a Sunday or something like that with like you know, jersey or something. You know? Yep. I could see that. Bobby says, who would you like to wrestle a TNA knockout division?
Ooh. I think Trinity might be leaving, but definitely Trinity. And if not Trinity, like definitely Masha. Oh no, wait. I love Killer Kelly. Like, I'm obsessed with her, actually. I love her so much. So probably Killer Kelly. If not Trinity.
Okay. I love all these questions in the chat. I appreciate them very much. So
yes, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. So okay, here we go. So here, what is like something that you eat like before a match, after a match, like
I said, I really don't eat the day of shows because I'm like nervous and I don't want to be bloated. I want to look good. But if I do eat something, I'll eat like fruit snacks for real. Like that's what I eat. And after, I'll eat everything. Everything you can think of. But mostly like I love street tacos. So that's probably the one thing I love to eat. Uh-oh. If I can get them after a match. Or like Whataburger because everything's usually closed after I get done wrestling. Or Waffle House.
I got to get you here because then, like, you know, there's a taco spot that's like really good. And shout out to Kyle. Me and Kyle went, like, we snuck out during the show after his match to go have some tacos. So he had his match and then we just like snuck out and went to go get tacos.
Sounds like me.
So, you know, when you come here, I'll take you for some good tacos over here. So
thank you.
Very, very good. Give us one of your best road trip stories.
Oh, I just heard like someone was just trying to tell me to tell one in the car. I feel like I don't have one yet.
No,
but let me. I don't think I do yet because I mean I haven't been traveling, but a year. I have to come back to that one because I'd have to think about it a little bit.
Okay, all right. favorite person in the locker room? Like when you see them, you know it's going to be a fun time. Ooh, that's a good one.
I can't even say that because I only met her once, but she was the life of the party. I loved Emily J. And she came to Mission Pro. She's so funny. Let me think of someone I actually see all the time. Probably Mia Friday. Mia Friday. Definitely Mia Friday. If y'all know who she is, she's like, I think she's 18 now. She's been wrestling since she was like 15. Actually 14, I think, and she just wrestled Roxanne at Reality Wrestling recently, but she's like one of the best people you're ever gonna know in wrestling, so definitely Mia Friday.
There you go. Oh, I love that. So I have one final question for you. If anybody else has anything, feel free, drop it in chat and then we'll talk about, you know, what you got coming up. So again, like, you know, backtrack to the whole thing about like people that are training, you know, now, you know, haven't had their first match, or maybe someone who's, you know, thinking about becoming a wrestler, what's a piece of advice that you would give them?
It's something that you're gonna have to kind of like, I would say, schedule your whole life around, and like it can't be the other way around. Like you have to schedule your life around wrestling. You can't schedule wrestling around your life if it's something you're really, really passionate about, because it takes a lot of your time and it's something you have to like kind of perfect and make sure you love and you're ready for, because you're falling all the time, or falling for a living is something I like to say because it's funny. But and it's a lot of it's just something you have to be passionate about, and something that you know you want, something you know you want to do, which is why my school, we have like tryouts. It's not really tryouts, but like, oh yeah, we pick you. It's like a tryout to see if you like it, and just so you can know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. So I just think definitely make sure it's something that you want to do and something that you're passionate about doing.
I think that's a, you know, good way that you kind of like said that, because I don't think anybody's said that on this podcast pretty much before, that you schedule a life around wrestling's like your life, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I see people talk about that too, that it's like, oh, you are gonna miss birthdays, you are gonna miss those, you know, important things, and if that's what, you know, you have to understand that going in. And I think that is such an important thing that needs to be kind of like said. So, you know, thank you for like saying that, because I think some people aren't aware of that. So very, very important, you know, there for you. Zach, do you have a Fight Forever opponent already? Ooh, I like that one.
Almost. I feel like me and her are like almost there. We're not there yet, but we're like almost there. we've had so many matches together that she probably is, honestly. But I don't think so yet. But whenever we get there, I'll come back and I'll say her name.
I'm here for that. I always talk about that with like certain people. You just like look at certain wrestlers and you're like, damn, like I could watch this match like all day, yeah, every day, you know, like, yeah, that's your fight forever, you know, like, yeah. So I like that question. That's a good one. Bobby says, would you like to have a match at Deadlock Pro Wrestling? Yes.
With everybody. Of course, I would love to be at Deadlock Pro. That's literally one of, like, all these shows are like my goal shows. People say so casually, would you like to be there? Like, of course I would like to be there. But yes, I definitely would.
I think that's just for anything, any kind of wrestling, right? You know? Like, it's like any kind of opportunity, you know? It's like, yeah, same thing. And I think even something like when people are like, oh, well, what's the end goal? Like, of like WWE or like AEW or something like that. Isn't that everybody's goal?
Yeah.
No, you know? Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's such a cop-out question. I'm here for that. All right, let's talk about what you got coming up, you know, so if people want to like come support you, you know, and all that stuff like that. So you have a couple of matches here. I'm going to throw some flyers up here. So January 26th. So, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh yeah,
no, go ahead. So you're good.
This Friday, I'm in a triple threat match in Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm facing at GCWA, the women's champion right now is Tessa Blanchard, and it's a triple threat match. Tessa Blanchard, me, and Jasmine Allure. And that's this Friday. And it's going to be live on Title Match Network, so y'all can definitely watch it there if you can't be here. And Title Match is a home to like a lot of promotions, so that's definitely something to invest in if you haven't yet. TitleMatchNetwork.com. And then Saturday, I'm flying to North Carolina. It'll be in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm in a tag team match, me and Jada Stone versus Amira Rose and Leah Knight. And then Sunday, I'm back in Texas, and I'll be at, or sorry, I'm flying back to Texas Sunday, but my show's in Arkansas, so I have to fly back and then drive there. But I'll be at Diamond State Wrestling facing Emmy Camacho for the Women's Championship. And that's all this weekend.
And I have your flyer here for February 10th as well, yeah, here. So I'm putting that up for you guys. So in San Antonio. So Sleepless in San Antonio. I like that. I love the names. Yeah. I love like some of the names.
Their names are so funny. They're like Taylor Swift references, movie references, as you can see. But yeah, I won the right to pick a mystery opponent and face Jasmine Allure for the vacated Mission Pro Wrestling Women's Championships. They were previously held by Maddie Rinkowski and Marsha Chanel. But as you know, she got signed to WWE NXT. So they had to be vacated, and now me and a mystery partner, who I'm so excited, can't wait to tag with her, we're facing Jasmine Allure and whoever her partner is.
Ooh, exciting. Zach says, Maya is going to be dripping in gold.
Right. I have two right now. Like, I want to have five by the end of February, because I have so many championship matches coming up. So we'll see.
We'll see. She's going to have to, like, come back and show off all her gold.
I'm going to hold them like this.
You gotta take like the promo photos with like them all like dripping. Like, yeah. I did that with Dante Drago, our friend. We just started just throwing a whole bunch of belts on him, so he's literally like this, and then they're like, they're around his stomach, they're like over his head, then they're like hanging on his arms and everything like
that. That's how I'm gonna be
dripping in gold, you know. So gold looks really good on you. Let's put all the belts, you know. Everybody, like, you know, make sure you tweet at, you know, your favorite promotions. Let's get her over here, everywhere, you know, because we need the bridges, we need the shooting stars.
Yes, we do.
We need all that stuff. You know, maybe, you know, hopefully, maybe Stan Styles tag him. You know, maybe we could get her like the intergender. I would pretty like to see you and Marcus Matters. I think he's the champion, the intergender. Did he lose the belt? Or I forgot now.
Marcus Matters is dope.
She needs a Chokeslam championship title. So I have officially the Chokeslam championship title. It's in my house. It's supposed to happen. You know, it was between three guys, and then other wrestlers started like talking smoke on social media and everything like that about this belt. So there's not a champion yet. Hopefully, maybe this year we can deem that. And if you do a Chokeslam, Zach will definitely take a picture with you, because he's been, every time somebody does a Chokeslam, he adds it to his photos that he's getting chokeslam. So now he wants you to have the chokeslam championship.
I have to put that in my moveset.
Okay, yeah, Marcus does still have the Intergender Bonanza title. I forgot there's so many promotions. I like forget who's got one belt sometimes, you know. But he's got a beautiful 450, so like you could ask him like to help you out over there.
I'm gonna say this to him, like, what do I got to do to not land on my feet?
Yeah, his is beautiful, so you know, maybe we'll help you out there. So tell everybody like where they can find you on social media, merch, all that fun stuff, so they can follow you and all that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a merch like online store set up, but I don't have it yet. So, you know, it'll just have to be wherever you find me, like at my shows, I'll have merch. Other than that, you know, my Instagram is at It's My World. My Twitter is at It's My World. And then also my YouTube, it's under at It's My World, but you can just look up My World and you'll find it. I have a few matches on there now. Like I said, I'm waiting until I get like a certain amount of subscribers, because I want to start like vlogging so people can get to know me a little bit more and like my journey and what I'm doing. So yeah, they're all basically the same. They're all at It's My World.
Yeah. Definitely. So all those links are in the description below, so you can click that, give her some love, you know, go follow her. Hopefully we get to see her over here like soon. So we're gonna start bugging some promoters because we're on that. So, but thank you for coming on here, chatting with
us. Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely. We'll have you come back, you know, with all your gold, you know, like, because we want some, you know, we definitely want that. Maybe you'll have a road trip story for us by then.
Hopefully.
something funny. Yeah. Definitely. So, but yeah, thank you guys for everybody, all your questions in the chat and all your fan tweets. I really appreciate it. I'll be back this Sunday with a coffee podcast with Phil Cardigan. So we're going to get crazy. So tune in this Sunday. So, but yeah. You guys know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.